Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. This week, the toy of the week is not a toy. It is a book. The Masters of the Universe mini comics collection. I'm going to pull this up so I have some details about it for you. We have the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe mini comic collection hardcover book in stock right now for $24.99. Price subject to change because I have to say that. It has 1,200 pages. And a ribbon bookmark in it, and it is thick, and it is big, and anything else I say is probably going to come off sounding not like I intend to. So I'm just going to say it's got, as far as I can tell, pretty much every English language mini-comic ever published for He-Man so far. That dates back way to 1982, so it's got all those original ones, so you'll see works from a lot of pretty big names in animation and comics as they come up through the industry. It's got She-Ra, it's got He-Man, it's got the revival He-Man, it's got Masters of the Universe Classics, which Scott Toy Guru Nightlick worked on. Interviews, artwork, some information on variations, some annotations. You'll see footnotes on many of the comics pointing out inconsistencies, discrepancies, allegiance changes, concept art alterations. Basically, this is the one book that, even if you're not the hugest He-Man fan in the world, you need this. If you like He-Man, if you like the idea of He-Man, this is for you. If you've already read every mini-comic, you probably don't need this. But I'm not that kind of person, because as a kid, I didn't really have many He-Man toys outside of my Meteor Orbs. And a lot of my friends watch the cartoon. I watch the cartoon. I'm familiar with the toys, but I didn't really have any of them when they were a new thing. So being able to read all these comics for me is a lot of fun. I like the cartoon a bunch. I bought the DVDs a few years ago, watched them. They were great. This is great too. So if you have the means, I recommend picking it up. I bought an extra copy for a friend of mine for Christmas, and he loved it. And I think if you're probably in your mid-30s right now, you would very much enjoy having a copy of this book. There are other books as well, more coming, including an art book. I'm still getting through the 1,200 pages of this, because I have a lot on my plate right now, so it's not going as fast as I would like. But after this, I can't wait to get into the art book that came out from Dark Horse as well, and there are more books coming. I don't know if it's up for pre-order yet. Let's find out. It is not. So if you are interested in He-Man, get yourself the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe mini-comic collection hardcover book. It's, even though it's not a toy of the week, it's the toy of the week. It just is. It's cool. It's fun. You'll like it. And surely you know someone who needs this. I mean, maybe you gave up not reading He-Man comics for Lent. Then you can get this and you can read He-Man comics for Lent. It's a good idea. It's a good idea. I'm just saying. I'll see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. This is Adam Paulus signing off to upload and go to lunch because I am starving and it has been a long slog of a week. Hope you stay as warm as you can given everything that's going on. And I'll see you next time. Follow us at news.entertainmentearth.com, Twitter, EntEarth, and we're everywhere else too. So check us out.